Dragon's Fire by Anne McCaffrey and Todd McCaffrey. This book is lovingly dedicated to David Gerald. Book 1. Pella. Prologue. Dragon's heart, dragon's fire, rider true, fly higher. Harper Hall, second interval after landing, AL, 483.7. Why does he have to live in a cave? Kayla muttered rebelliously as she and Zist waited impatiently outside.
He was a dragon rider. Perhaps it feels more homelike, Zist said soothingly.
He's a healer, too, so why isn't he down with the other healers?
Kayla retorted. Zist knew she was just showing her nerves.
He's the best one for the boy, he told her, answering her unvoiced question.
Because he's half mad?
Kayla asked, her voice seething with all the protectiveness of an adoptive mother.
And what's he going to find out? Peller's barely turned 3.
Nothing if you keep on like that, a voice responded tetchily from the cave.
Kayla shut her mouth with a snap, cheeks turning bright red. Zist shot her a not quite consoling look. He was too wise to Kayla's ways to give her any look of superiority. Anyway, he knew full well that Kayla understood him well enough to know that he wasn't all that sure about consulting with the ex-dragon rider healer. Kayla glared at Zist and resumed her quiet pacing outside the cave.
Don't block the light!
McCall called again from the cave, causing Kayla to twitch once and stand still as stone. Inside the cave, McCall squatted on the hard floor opposite the child. He held up a piece of glass so that it caught the rays of the morning sun.